And now this is a dictation for Stephanie, Stephanie Pyle, P as in Paul, Yle, May 1877. Address as a letter to Dr. Russell, Russell, Anderson, 875-5168. Dear Dr. Anderson, follow-up for Stephanie, post-hospital potassium bicarbonate kidney abnormalities. Last visit, medications were adjusted. Presently, no nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, no blood melena, good urine output, no infection, cloudiness, or blood, has morbid obesity, and primary biliary cirrhosis. There has been no active bleeding, no ascites, no encephalopathy, no gross pruritus or rash, denies dyspnea, orthopnea, PND. Review system done, follow-up, liver specialist at Lansing in April. Review, medication list review. I will highlight metoprolol. Bicarbonate replacement, potassium and amiloride. Tolerating ursodiol, U-R-S-O-D-I-O-L. Anticoagulated with Eliquis. Next paragraph, weight 321, blood pressure 135/82. Lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, obesity, no tenderness, no back discomfort, minimal edema, non-focal, very pleasant, alert oriented time 4, normal speech. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries. February 16, creatinine 1.26, which is actually one of her best. She's been as high as 2.4. Normal sodium, potassium, bicarbonate 19 with a high chloride 114, normal calcium, chronically low white blood cells, anemia 11.3, and low platelets from liver disease. Has low lymphocytes. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Primary biliary cirrhosis, potassium acid-base abnormality suggested for renal tubular acidosis, continue pressing replacement, presently not symptomatic, no indication for dialysis, no symptoms of uremia. There is pancytopenia from liver disease, but no need for EPO treatment. Chemistry is on a regular basis. Assessing phosphorus, all issues discussed with the patient, end of dictation.